So this is an important siv because it's one of the places where the halacha talks about the concept called Kamar Medina, which is a well-known concept, and here it is. Kais b'chaz amazin, so when you bench in this kais, ene ela shalyayin, so you have to use wine. V'lo mishar mashkim, and not other drinks. If you look over to those aleim, even if you would make a whole meal out of that, that's what your meal was about. Your meal was based on this was the drink that you used for the meal. But v'meinyayin motzui b'osim makim, if wine is not commonly available over there, again, if I said it's not commonly available, it means it is available, but it's not commonly available. V'ashek or shar mashkin havichamar medina. And therefore, beer or some other type of drink is the Chamar Medina. It's the wine of the neighborhood. Mevorachim aleihem, so you can use that for the kosher brachos hamazon. Chutz min hamayim, except for water, you can't use water. Even though roiv of the shtiyah in that place is they just drink water. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that the din of Chamar Medina is only in a place where wine is not available. That's the assumption of many poskim, that the option of Chamar Medina is only when fine. Now, what's the definition of Chamar Medina? We'll see if Mishnah Berurah will help us a little bit. So the Rambam, but Mashal Dugam Medina is Eilu, the Baruch Al Shecher, and then so in the where the place, the areas around where the Rambam was, it was common to use beer. That's fine. The Yesharim Enotong Kois Klal. First of all, Kubi doesn't require a kois at all. So even if you do not put on the right kois, it's not fine. In general, the main drink that they have in this area is not wine; it's beer, and that's what they would have for their meals. Even though wine is available, in regards to this issue, since wine is expensive, people in general use shaker instead. Therefore, it's not called wine as motzui. And therefore, shaker is Chamar Medina. V'yev shalitos yayin b'chol suda l'varach alav. You can't have wine all the time. Every time you have a meal, you want a bench. Alakoyis, you wouldn't be able to acquire wine. It's too expensive. But that being said, even though that's the minimum people do and it's acceptable, it would be proper to use wine instead, or preferable to use wine instead. And he has a new point. That we had in the previous sip, one ashita was that you always have to bench on wine. So talking about minhagim, the minhag was in that situation when a yach would work, they would do that. They wouldn't hold the kais, as opposed to when you have a mizuman, you have three people, that you would hold the kais, but the yach wouldn't hold the kais. I'll be kabbalah. That's the proper thing to do. Okay. A lot of Mishabur over here. Lubin Shar Mashkin, Sif Cotton Hay. Kamalin Yakidish Abdullah, Dana al Shar Mashkin, just like by Kiddush and Abdullah, that Allah says you have to use wine. So Kaisha Berchel is a Muslim, also you have to use wine, you can't use other drinks. Bakuli Alma, Bimokim Shloi Haben, Chamar Medina, unless those other drinks are Chamar Medina. Vava Hilu Kabasud also, Ratzalarma Shivtecha Suda. That was the main drink of the meal. So that's the drink that you're using for the meal. That doesn't upgrade them to mention it. Since it's not the common drink. Okay. But if the yain is not motzi, zayin, fill nimsa yain be'ir, el shein motzi harb, even though the wine is found in the city, just if it's not readily available, that for people in general drink beer or a different drink, so then you can bench on these other things. So simple reading sounds like that Chamar Medina was the drink of the neighborhood, of the area. So when wine was readily available, that was the drink. Since it's not readily available, they used beer instead. So that became the drink. So that means any drink which becomes the standard drink in that area seems to be Chamar Medina. That would be the simple reading of this Mishabura. Fine. You're not required to get wine, but if you have wine, you can't use a different drink instead. You have to use wine.
I mean, you can't mean that literally. If you're saving wine for Shabbos, I suppose that. If you have a limited supply.
You have a limited supply, you're not mechuyev to put it. But if you have wine available to use, you're mechuyev to use wine.
It's then sorry, it's the Yeshba buy it. So yeah. If it's there, use it as soon as you have it.
No, he means like you're saying. Yeah.
If
this, in this city, there's a limited supply of wine, and therefore they use other drinks. So that's how the simple reading is. So Rav Moshe is a tshuva. Rav Moshe says no, that it's referred to as the wine of the Medina. Wine, the property of wine, is that if I would have it, people would get together for a drink of wine, not just to quench their thirst. But to be mechabed each other, you know, well, let's get together for a cup. So you could argue, people get together for a cup of coffee, you know, they're not because they're thirsty, because that's how you. It's a nice thing to have. You get together over. Let's get together over a cup of orange juice. No, nobody says that, you know. I'm not mechabed you with a cup of orange. Let me mechabed you with a cup of orange juice. I'm mechabed you with a cup of wine. So Moshe says, definition of Chamar Medina, it has to be something which has a property like wine, that you'd be mechabed somebody with it.
Property like wine being bourbon or...
No, it doesn't necessarily be alcoholic, but it has to be something that you would use to be mechabed somebody. So he says that for, you know, all soft drinks, do not have, you know, he says, and the way you tell is if you would drink it if you're not thirsty, just because that's a social type of a drink. So wine, you would do that. Beer, you would do that also. You don't drink beer necessarily because you're thirsty. Because I'm thirsty, I drink a beer. Right? You might do that, but a person would also get together. They enjoy a beer together. In general, people don't drink Pepsi or Coke because unless they're thirsty. Right? If they're not thirsty, saying, "Well, you know, yeah, but let's get, you know, I'll be mechabed you with a cup of Pepsi." You wouldn't do that. So he holds that those are not considered Chamar Medina. But on top of that, the Mishabura says it has to be that this is a regular drink they use over here. If I come up with some weird drink that I don't drink around here, I can't do that. But again, it all seems to be seen that it's all talking about wine is not available. Now there is the comment by many Hasidim, that, you know, or, you know, people come from that area, that they make kiddush, the mashal will make kiddush on schnapps. So the chachamim make kiddush on schnapps. Wine's available. So what's the heter to use schnapps? There's a taz over here, but that understands if people have a chavibis for this drink, this chavibis for this chamar medina, and let's say not for wine, a lot of people like, you know, whiskey more than wine. And the only time they drink wine is because there's a halacha. You have to drink wine, but use wine for Kiddush or for Abdullah. But otherwise, if you give them a choice of drinks, they're not going to choose wine. They're going to choose something else. If that's true, that becomes he argues that would be a valid Kamar Medina. And Shabril will touch such and such an idea. But if he does point out, you still need a revius. Right. Mr. Burr holds it the passing that even if that's true, but you still have to revi. So you have to drink. You know, so having a little schnapps glazula, make kiddush on a little schnapps glazula, he does not feel is proper. Okay. Okay. There is beer available. There's also med, which is like a honey alcohol, a fermented honey drink. He prefers one. There's not wine available. These two drinks are common drinks around, and he prefers one. He should use the one he prefers. Especially if that was the drink he was using during the meal. So you should use that for benching. So otherwise it looks like, you know, when you're having your meal and you're enjoying yourself, you take the one you prefer. For benching, you use the lower class one. That's not nice. What calls the dafkim oisa amin hu chamar medina. There's all talking about that between the two choices, both are chamar medina. The drink that you prefer is not necessarily used around here except for once in a while. After the ba'etzim hu chashav yosim mechaveh, right? Even though it's a chashav drink, it's not the wine. It's not the beverage of the area. Like a cider or a pomegranate wine, those type of things. Those are nice drinks. The cost of drinks, they're very expensive. You know, you can go into Shalom's, you can buy a bottle of pomegranate wine, it costs you $17. A bottle of pomegranate wine, right? But for that being said, most people aren't into drinking pomegranate wine. So he wouldn't necessarily recommend that is Chamar Medina. Chutz min ha'mayim. Av b'sharov shiyasin mayim. Around here, the majority, the primary drink is water. Ein mevorchen alav. Udin kvas and meborsht. Kvass is, I tell you, too, they don't know exactly what it is. It's, you can go into the store and you can buy it. It's this green drink. It's fermented grass and alcohol, stuff like that. What? Mm-hmm. Right. Ever saw it? You know, you ever taste it?
I never tasted it. My grandmother liked it.
Okay. All right. Or borscht. Right. I'll be sure Rive Shtiya Sahamoyna Mehem, even that's what people drink in general. It remains a low class drink. So same thing, you know, you understand that orange juice, apple juice, all those other things have the same status when it comes to that. The tish beer, so tish beer is beer, which is used on the table, so it's called tish beer. I don't know exactly. What makes something a tish beer as opposed to a other type of beer? It seems like it was a low class type of a beer that they would just keep around to drink on the table. After the yesh, so maybe that is acceptable. I don't know enough about it to explain exactly what his issue is. Okay. So then the Ramah added that over here, people use beer, mashanoigin, beer olive. So what's pshat that we're using beer when wine's available? We cover in Sudolov, so especially if they would use it during the meal. Even though we could argue it's not really so important, because there is wine available. There is an opinion, which the Shulchan Aruch point out that we don't follow that opinion, but it is such an opinion that even if you made the meal out of it, you could use it for benching. So we're going to at least add that to the argument. The Mechaber Sosim Mekor Kaposkim Dolik Bahani Kviusa. Shulchan Aruch is following the opinion that the fact that you were Kaveya Suda doesn't help. It doesn't allow you to use it for benching. But we could add it together, I'm building my case and I'm adding different arguments to my case. So this is a valid argument that such an opinion exists. So together with the fact that wine is expensive, this is more common, and that's what you use during the meal, so you can use it for benching. You can't afford to buy wine for benching for every meal. He sees we make for benching in conjunction with the fact that you made that the drink of the meal. You don't have that argument by Kiddush or Avdallah, and since wine is available, even though it's expensive, you have to use it. But if you do have wine, you have to use it. Then saving the wine for Kiddush or Havdalah is more chomer than benching. So you'll save it for that, and not use it for benching.
Okay, excuse me.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's a back and forth discussion. This doesn't sound like it's a back and forth discussion, although it is. Most of the things that are said sound like they're all halacha. Is that correct, or is that?
So again, the Rama is the Shulchan Aruch is saying, not allowing you to use the argument the fact that the meal was made it was used for the meal. There's an opinion which says if this was the drink of the meal, that you can use that drink for benching. Okay. So we don't hold like that, he says, but we can at least combine that as part of our argument, the Ramos says. In a place where wine is expensive, and they don't use it during meals in general, and they use other things during the meal, so that might be Chamar Medina, because wine's expensive, A, and B, you made your meal on it. So at least we'll combine that argument and say that therefore when it comes to benching, I can use that as stuff. So if beer is what to drink, the Ramah is saying therefore in the areas where the Ramah lived, they would bench on beer. Why? Because they would not drink wine during the meal. It was too expensive. So now...
Because of those two reasons.
You combine the two reasons together. So he says therefore by Kiddush and Abdullah, but you don't have that second argument. Because that's not dependent on what you made the meal out of, this specific meal out of. So there you have, there, since wine is available, it's just expensive, you have to go get wine. And then he adds, if wine is available, you should use wine. But he says, if it's going to be a choice between having wine available to use for Kiddush Avdallah, and I use the wine now for benching, I won't have it for Kiddush Avdallah, so we say, don't bench on a kais and save the wine for Kiddush and Avdallah. So the most of the issues that go through a few different drinks, just being the freedom of opinions over here on the different drinks. So again, so Moshe's opinion is that it has to be a drink that you would use to be mechabed somebody. So the soft drinks are not included. Orange juice, these type of things in general, the Iker Psak, again, he does bring some opinions, all that you will consider them. If they're the one of the, some of the more kosher ones, expensive ones, those that maybe would be considered Kamar Medina. But the Maisa, he brings over here that the Chazon Ish raised the question, they're not really relying on the Maisa. Tea and coffee. Since you might you might get together on a cup of, you know, I don't necessarily drink tea because I'm thirsty or because I have a sore throat. I drink tea because that's a social drink. People have a cup of tea together, or coffee, the same. So Rav Moshe does say that you know, but yeah, but you all you have is tea. You can use tea. And Rav Yasha was quoted the same thing on coffee. He doesn't get involved in whether it's, you know, a fancy $5 Starbucks cup or it's a, you know, ShopRite instant coffee, you know, special at 4 cents per cup, you know, type of thing. It's a cup of coffee. And beer, you know, that's that we've been discussing over here in the Ramah. The beer seems to be that he does seem to be relying on the concept of using beer. In regards to the whiskeys, no, you know, I'm total amoritz and all of those, all of the alcoholic beverages, what's out there. I just call them, you know, when I say whiskey, I mean that whole genre, you know, they're all, and I have no idea what they're saying, whiskey and rum and gin and brandy and whatever else they have out there. In general, the assumption is they're considered Chamar Medina, because the person would use that as a. But there are actually some poskim which grappled with that. We do see you need Roib Shtia Mehem. Seems to be a, you know, it has to be very, very common. Tea is a common thing. Coffee is a common thing. You know, your juices are a common thing. These things are not so common. So it's not just enough. That's a chash of a drink. It has to be something which also is used commonly. So there are some poskim which are hesitant on it, but I think the assumption is they're considered Chamar Medina. Okay. Now the Ramah went off into a different topic. The topic was benching on the kais b'yachid, not holding the cup. It says the minhag was shlo lechais, but the medatim shavorchim al kais. That which a person who's a individual person is using, having a cup of wine for benching, even though it's only one person, who lotzes yidei dei rishonim b'sif aleph, the amiyachid tolan kais. So they're following, they're trying to fulfill that opinion as well. Now, raktim ezar mashal yachid lo yivarech al kais, but the zayir on the other hand says no, that you should not do that. So the answer is they bench, but they don't hold the cup when they're benching. If you look at the Sharet Zion and Yud Beis, it is the Iker Hakapena Shekasa Sham Azera Shem Revorchem Al Kais Biyachin Mashal Sham Dehudavka Lechus Hosei Biyad Kederachem Revorchem. That would say that according to Zohar, you do not bench on a Kais by Biyachin. It means not to hold the cup. So, b'di'evet, holding the cup is not ma'akev, but the din of mevorach al kais. The person has the kais in front of them, it's called mevorach al kais. So you can be yotze your chumrav, that you're benching al kais by yachid, by having the cup there and not holding it. So you're not arbit desire, and you're mekayim the din. The filo arbit tolan kais, the kais, the fun of al shulchan, he's also eno elamitzim in a mufkar likud libreka. Holding the cup is not ma'akev. So I have the kais there, I'm benching the kais. I'm not holding the kais, I'm not being over the zayir. That's a proper thing. Nowadays seems to be that it's not been accepted. Okay, fine. Gimel. So the wine which you're using for the benching should not be wine which is pogum, which has been affected. So what does affected mean? If you've drank it from that wine, So you've made it not as chashuv. It's been affected, and you can't use it for benching or kiddush, havdol, etc. Now, al mishasa shabbat b'menu l'sech yaday al kli. If you pour some out, so the cup is not full, but you have not. So now, what's the difference if you drink from the cup or you pour some out of the cup? So no, that's not a problem. Even though the cup is pogum in the sense it's missing something, that's not what we mean. That's not a problem. You drank from the small container, you can make the whole container pogum if you drank from it. But if a person would drink from a very large barrel, that's not called pogum. When you would have to add water to the wine, because then you know, being moisik the wine, it was too very strong, and they would cut up with the water. Even the water should not be pogum. So the water has been. That you, if it's water that somebody drank from, you can't use it to be moisik the kais of yain. Yudzayin, Mishmur Yudzayin, Pagamoy, Veinu Roy Oy the Bruch, Varchal Abruch, as much, you can't use it for benching anymore. We would then look at Kiddush Abdullah, Kikamom and Simon Reshain Elf, Sef Yud, Simon Reshain Elf, Sef Aleph, Filu Tom, Imenu Rak, Mashu, Bahama, even though you just taste it a very little bit, that's it. The Sech Yadoy. We would then im Tom, Abetzo, if you stuck your finger in, took some out on your finger, so you might have stuck your finger into the wine. Yeah, but you didn't drink from it. The dafka im shasim menu b'fiv pegama. The pegama is only if you drink it directly with from your mouth. Okay. So they bring in the most additional interesting question: if you use the straw, so you never put your lips to the cup. So he brings the machlokes with regards to using a straw. He brings it to the Chavos Yor, says it's a problem, but the Shaar HaTshuva over here says that it's not. Okay. Said that it's not considered pogum. Okay. Emekaklum. But if you pour it out, it's not a problem. There's a requirement that the cup should be full. So you pour it a lot, it's not full anymore. Or if you did pour out a lot, you then took this cup and put it into a smaller cup, so now it's full. You can raise the level of the liquid by adding something in over there, a solid. Saint Sarklius Mole Kulamiyain, Kidai Brevius, actually Hekos Choser Kilakame. The amount of wine is a you need a Revius, but it's not, it's insulting that the cup looks empty. So you want to add an ice cube to raise the level of the liquid, that's fine. Well, it's not full of wine, that's okay, but you raise the level.
It's water.
What?
It's water.
Well, once it melts, it's a problem. Same, but right now, well, it's a solid, so you have a cup of wine, which is full. If you drank from this small container, habi pogum, whatever's in that container, even after you pour it out into a different cup, doesn't make a difference. It's pogum, but a large barrel in the hakbid. In that case, also, so if they have a spigot, you have you put a big barrel with a spigot on it. The person wants to put his mouth to the spigot and drink. It's not nice anyway, but it's going to make the whole. You should be machmer. That should be that's considered pogum. Some argue that the water which you drank from is psulim limzig. Says, why do you argue when you pour it into the wine, it's bottled into the wine, it makes it, it's no longer a pogum. It says, well, since it's necessary, you can't consider it a bottle, because without the wine was too strong, you couldn't drink it like that. So then the water is not bottled, because the water clearly is showing its effort, its impact. Okay, Dalit. Okay. So what's this case over here? Sometimes they would give each person a cup. So each person would then the person leading the benching would say Brei Pei Goffin, and everybody would drink their cup. A curse which is pogum, if you add wine to it, if you add liquid to it, makes it not pogum anymore. So you know, they should not be drinking their curse of benching from a curse which is pogum. So you add a little bit from the curse of the mavorich and you address that problem. But let's say only the mavorich has a cup. After all, I'm assuming Balkarchum Tarmi Mekosh Lepogum Archashashasahu. So everybody else is drinking a Kais Pogum. He drinks from it, then he passes to the next person, so the person drinking from a Kais Pogum. So, Loich Baslon, Kivan Mitkilo Hoyakasholim, Makulu Kichar Kashibi. So the answer is it's all one long drinking. So the same way the second draft that a person takes from his cup is not called from a Kais Pogum. That's what how you're drinking your cup. So that's true if one person drinks, or multiple people drink. Now, it is true, however, that's also if you drink from the kais, the same cup. If you pour it out to your own cup, then it's a problem. It's no longer considered extending the original drinking. And then it would be a problem.
It's not considered extending the original drinking?
If you pour it out from your cup. So the Mavorach drinks from his cup. Then he passes to the next person. The person pours some out into his own private glass. So if he drinks from the kais of benching, even though somebody drank before him, that's all one long drinking.
Right.
But if he pours out into his own cup and then he drinks it, that's called kais pogum, because it was a drink which was pogum. And he's not by putting it into his own cup, he's no longer continuing the act of drinking that kais. So it's a.
I'm sorry, so it's better for everybody to keep drinking from the same cup?
Well, it's better that the best thing the person should do is not drink from the cup. The chachil, he should pour it out into another cup, make a bracha, then pour it out and drink it, and then pass the cup to everybody. Right, but if you're going to do that, yes, everybody should drink from the same cup. So some say that don't worry about it. Why? There's no requirement that the Masubin have a kais, not pogum. It's a din of the Mavorach, and that's it. Finally, come on. So, Mr. Shom saw some Machaber Kesor Rishona that know that even the other people there, when they drink from the cup, they should drink from a cup which is not pogum. Now, what's interesting, they're not mechuyev to drink from the cup, but if they are drinking from the cup, and we're saying if they do, they should drink from a cup. Now, there's some who disagree in a case where there's no other cup of wine. They do consider it extending his after drinking, even if you pour it out into a private cup. So that I think that's what the Oilam is. The Oilam is semich on that sheet of.